I think the players here are very good. They're just, they have to improve. I have to improve. In terms of moving personnel, changing personnel at this point, you know, I'm way behind on that. I just trying to get organized. Even familiarize myself with the players. So kind of tough to comment on that one right now.
So you're saying that you aren't at the point yet where you can go to coach and say, look, you know, I think
not at that point right now. So much of my first week here was with the I took the job Saturday before senior bowl and went from driving in and getting there late Saturday night to coaching on the field Monday. Then I had a week to work my stuff out, and then I worked last week on personnel. I did. I tried to grade the players. But just am not at that true evaluation. I think a couple of players, you used so many players last year, it was hard to get beat on who that punt returner was. Used a bunch of kick returners, so it was really hard to get a beat on, you know, who is the guy? Or do you have six guys that can do it, but no one really surfaces to be the best? That's what I'd like to see. I think Phillip Adams, you know, showed a lot of promise. I could say, you know, he showed a lot. I know Moore, the year before, had done some tremendous things. Haven't looked at any 2011 film, but just statistically, I know he did some great things. So I think we'll just have to see on that. I'm not ready to make a statement.
Kobe Ford was obviously done a lot of really good things as a kick returner, especially here.
Really?
Last year. Yeah, I'm sure you've seen him before.
I've seen him before, just, you know, in general watching film. I have not looked at any 211 film, but he's certainly one of the guys that, I would like to give him the first opportunity to be the guy, because he can. I mean, he's a special talent. I remember evaluating him, you know, at Clemson, and thought he was special. And then he came here, and he's proved that he is. So, getting him back would be a tremendous plus for a football team.
So much of special teams coaching is done on the fly, anyway. You usually don't know who your guys are until the very last cut, you know. And it's there's so much adjustment that has to go into it. What typifies a good special teams unit in your mind? How do you put a good one on the field when you never really know who you're going to have until they?
Yeah, there's always a lot of movement in that area, a lot of change, a lot of adapt, adjust, and improvise. That's for sure. The only thing you control as a coach, you know, you'd like to create a culture where the guys are playing to their highest level, whatever that is. You know, if they're a pint, we want them to fill it to the pint. If they're a quart, we want them to fill it to a quart. That type of mentality, and creating a culture to do that, I think is job number one for the special teams coach, because a lot of these guys, you know, to do anything, to do it consistently, to do it well, you have to be rewarded. I mean, you know, if you want whatever it is, there's some type of reward involved, and so there's an obstacle there. Most of these guys did not get their scholarship because of how they played in special teams. Then they didn't get drafted for how they played on special teams. So they don't know any reward for that area. It's foreign to them. And then even when they come here, they're not necessarily rewarded for playing. If they're a standout, they may be, because they may have a long career doing it. They may have some security because of how they do it. So initially, you've got that barrier to overcome. You know, it's kind of like the Bronx Tale. You know, the kid, he sees where the reward's at, you know, is with the wise guys, and his dad's driving a bus. He doesn't see any reward, even though that's the right thing to do. They'll go to where that reward is, and so, you know, the reward is playing, being a pro, winning games, helping your offense and defense. Achieve the greatest probability of success, and cultivating that is, I think, job number one for a special teams coach.
Teams use a lot of their starters on special teams. Some teams are more.
Some teams don't at all.
Right. Do you have a philosophy? Do you usually prefer one way or the other? Do you, or is it, and what are the advantages?
Well, you know, I want to take the philosophy of always looking through the eyes of the head coach in everything that we do to win the game. Because if we return three kicks, you know, I could leave the stadium feeling pretty good even though we lost. That's just a fact. Quarterback can feel pretty good. If he throws 500 yards and you lose, he can still feel pretty good. But the head coach, if you lose, that's the bottom line. So the more myself and the rest of the team can look through the eyes of the head coach and figure out how can we win the game, the better organization we're going to be. And I take that into, you know, how to use the talent. I mean, if a guy playing on special teams will hinder our overall deal because he's got to run 20 go routes to defend a guy, is playing him on the punt team the best thing to do? Is playing him on a kickoff coverage the best thing to do? Because the very next play after coming out of that sprint, he's going to have to cover, you know, Tim Brown on a go route. I got to look at it that way. The head coach should always look at it that way. But I owe it to the organization and to him, the head coach, to look at it that way as well. So even though I believe in putting the best players on the field, I think there's a point in there where it's best for your football team that he takes all his pool, like he takes his pool of talent, uses it there. Darren McFadden, you know, that's a tough position to play. I mean, there's a lot of hits that guy takes. There's a lot of exertion that he's got to give. Do I think he might be the best guy to hold up on a punt return? He probably is. You know, talented like that, you've got strength, you've got toughness, you've got awareness, you've got judgment, you've got everything. But for him to do that, and then the next play, have to run a play. So, but overall, yeah, I believe, because everybody doesn't fit those examples I'm saying. If the best guys you can get on the field, the better your probability of winning that play. Because that play carries much more significance than the offensive and defensive plays. I mean, you're talking about totally flipping the field. You're talking about making the transaction from not having the ball to just to catching the ball. It takes a tremendous amount. You can't ever drop one of those. I mean, a receiver could drop one. You could even drop it on third down. I mean, you don't want to drop in a game when he passed. But how many times does that happen? But a punt return, you just can't drop them. I mean, so it takes a tremendous amount of work. You know, people see a guy makes a fair kick. That's nothing. That doesn't mean anything. You better catch that ball. You better catch that ball. You know, so to get to that point, even when it looks like, that play's nothing, that's a big play. And it takes a lot of training to get to that. I'm off the subject now, but to have your best players on the field certainly is going to improve your ability to win the game. To not say, oh, we're going to forfeit that play because we want to take that energy into another play, in general, I think is wrong. Specifically on certain people, I think is right. So I have to get to who those guys are. I know McFadden.
Right.
I mean, I know that.